And Des is here with all the sports news.
Morning, Audrey. We've lots of live sport this morning, and we now know the lineup for the women's final at the Australian Open tennis. Serena Williams will face Maria Sharapova for the title. From Melbourne, here's the BBC's Russell Fuller.
Yes, Sharapova very impressive against Yekaterina Makarova, her fellow Russian, winning 6-3, 6-2. The eighth game of the first set really stands out. Makarova had just broken back and Sharapova unleashed a series of spellbinding returns to regain the initiative. And then Serena Williams, after a fabulous first set with 19-year-old Madison Keys, there was some amazingly powerful serving and some heavy hitting in that set, which Williams won on the tiebreak. Took the second set 6-2, but did need to wait for her ninth match point.
Next up, Andy Murray plays Thomas Berdych in the men's semi-final. That's starting about 8:30. Meanwhile, in golf, Rory McIlroy and Darren Clarke have started well in the Dubai Desert Classic. McIlroy's in fourth place. He's 4 under par after 12 holes, but that's still 3 shots behind the early leader, Nicholas Coulthard, who's gone to 8 under par after 16 holes. That's fantastic shooting from him. Andy Sullivan of England is 7 under. And Darren Clarke is 3 under, still in the top 10. Damian McGrain, 1 under after 7 holes. In soccer, Tottenham survived a strong fight back from League One side Sheffield United to set up a League Cup final with Chelsea after another late goal from Christian Eriksen. It ended 2-2 at Bramall Lane last night. Tottenham go through 3-2 on aggregate. As I say, Eriksen, the Spurs hero, scoring both goals, the second coming 2 minutes from the end to deny Sheffield United extra time. But despite the disappointment, Sheffield United are still in the FA Cup and chasing promotion, so it's a good season for their manager Nigel Clough.
Oh, it is, you know, a couple of new players signed in the last week or so. We want a couple more in before Monday night as well, but it is. We think we're on the up, nights like tonight just reinforce that opinion. But congratulations to Maurizio. He's an excellent manager and I think a very good man as well.
Now, there's a remarkable story coming from the African Nations Cup. Guinea and Mali have no doubt this is dominating their news programmes this morning. They drew 1-1 in yesterday. They both have identical records. Now, only one team can go through to the quarterfinals. So this afternoon, they're going to draw lots to see which team goes through. Now, it's a horrible way not to go through. That's very exactly. Unusual. It happened previously in 1988 in the African Nations Cup. Interestingly, in 1990, ourselves and the Dutch, I don't know if you remember the famous 1-1 draw we had with the Netherlands.
Yeah.
And in the wake of that, we had identical records.
Okay.
And lots were drawn. But that was to decide who would be first and who would be second. We were
right,
both
so we're
going
both
through.
Going in.
Whereas here,
one of
them will not go through, which is a tough way to lose. League of Ireland's First Division fixtures will be released today, no doubt eagerly anticipated by Dublin club Cabinteely, who were awarded an FEI licence yesterday to compete in the league next season. In Gaelic games, a big win for Sligo IT in the Sigerson Cup last night. They beat Queens in Belfast after extra time, winning 1-9 to 8 points. GMIT had an excellent win over Dublin IT by 2 points in Tuam Stadium. Athlone beat Trinity by 3-10 to 10 points. Today there's a full programme in the Fitzgibbon Cup and there's racing this afternoon in Thurles beginning at 1:35, and no doubt many tributes will be paid there to the course owner Piers Maloney, who passed away on Tuesday.
Sad news indeed, Des. Thank you very much. The time